will be next. The Hogs will travel to Mississippi State on Saturday for a 6:30 central kickoff on SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we don't have any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team on Saturday.
Well, our football team has had two really good practices at this point, and they have a great attitude. I like the way that we ran to the ball on defense. We're excited to go to Mississippi State. Man, did they look good on film. They just had an outstanding game versus LSU. Have a great running back, great quarterback, wide outs. I love their center, Cole Smith. I think he's a good player. And defensively, they got 7 sacks. So certainly they had a wonderful game, and we're looking forward to going out there and competing.
First up is Gary Graves of the Associated Press.
Good afternoon, Coach. When you see the air raid, what's the hardest part about trying to contain that?
Well, I mean, you have to get them on the ground. I think they'll take some underneath throws and they'll take whatever you give them, basically. And you have to tackle them. I don't know that you can contest every throw and things of that nature because they'll run some rough routes and some different things of that nature and get guys open. But once they get guys open, we have to get them on the ground. We have to disrupt the quarterback.
Thanks, Coach.
Next is Bob Hull of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam. How you doing? Zach Williams got some, spent some playing time last week. Made quite a tackle. I think he got his first sack. How do you think he played? And how's what do you expect from Zach moving forward? How's Dorian doing?
Dorian did not practice yesterday, so we'll wait and see there on Zach. Zach, he played some ball last year for us, and I thought he played hard. Obviously, he got a sack, and so that'll do something for his confidence. But we're certainly going to need him for pressure on the quarterback on Costello on Saturday.
Sam, I wanted to ask you about Jonathan Marshall, just kind of what makes him captain material, and have you been able to get to know him a little bit behind the scenes?
He's quiet, but he's a hardworking guy, has respect of the team because they voted him as captain, but much respect from us, our coaching staff, and myself personally. But he's a hard-working guy. He's one that you know, if everybody on the team worked like he did, you'd have a fine football team. Just much respect. He's a college graduate already, and I'm just very, very proud of him. He handles himself off the field like he's supposed to handle himself, and very high representation for the Razorbacks from him.
Thanks.
This is Steve Moulton, WDZN. Steve, your line's open. Go ahead. Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, you said on Monday that the pre-snap alignment on offense was really important so Felipe could concentrate on what he's seeing defensively instead of running traffic. I wonder what you've seen out of that and how important that is to get ready for this week.
It was much better. You know, I know that's part of the quarterback's job, but it's hard to look downfield, see what's going on, see pre-snap reads as a quarterback when you're at your own team trying to get them locked up. And so that has been a big emphasis, paying attention to the signals, getting lined up fast. So we've done a better job of that this week. We need to take that off the quarterback. You have a position, you should play your position, get lined up, get set, get ready to go so the quarterback can be the quarterback.
Yeah, and on Rakeem, when you're coming off a game where they really kind of hold you down, him being a team captain, I wonder what you've seen from his response and how he's, exhibited himself to his teammates.
Well, he's been fine. I mean, he blocked really well in the game. Obviously, we knew it was going to be tough against Georgia running the ball, and it was. You know, he had 11 carries for 20 yards, and it was tough sledding going on in there, but there's other things where he can help our football team. He understands that. He was a very, very good blocker in pass protection, and he led the entire game on the sidelines, and certainly he wants to do better for the football team and himself than 20 yards, but it was what it was, and you have to move on and keep working, and O-line's got to get better. A lot of things go into that, but certainly if he'll stay the same as he has been, he'll end up having a good year.
Rich, we'll wrap you up today with Nate Allen.
They went cattle on play, and still he's kind of taking command of the secondary going into this game.
Catalan played well and missed a few tackles in the second half. That certainly we're working on our tackling. We have all year, but made some big hits. He is a leader back there. And for a redshirt freshman, he's a dang fine player. And we're awful happy. He's on our team. Obviously, he has a different set of challenges this week because he's going to have to be all over the field. And because of the air raid.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.